The Kerry Park Islanders are chasing the Saanich Predators after the latter won Game 1 of the Vancouver Island Junior Hockey League Finals on their home ice at George Parks Arena Monday, March 25. It looked promising early, as Jack Strom gave the Islanders the momentum heading into the second period by scoring the first period's only goal with 21 seconds left to play. The teams traded goals in the second period, with Carson Brown scoring for Kerry Park to maintain a one-goal lead over the home team. The third period featured two Saanich goals, the second of which turned out to be the game winner as the Predators snatched Game 1 out of Kerry Park's clutches by a 3-2 score. Game 2 is set for tonight, March 28, at 5:30 p.m. in Saanich. It took all seven games for the Islanders to dispatch the Comox Valley Glacier Kings en route to the finals. Hats off to Comox as they competed right to the final whistle and then showed a lot of class in defeat, said Islanders head coach Henry Akers. Congrats to them on doing their job and pushing us to continue learning, improving and progressing towards becoming our best. Kerry Park had won three of Round 2's first four games before losing twice in a row to Comox, which forced the deciding game in Comox on Saturday, March 23. The Islanders were without VIJHL playoff leading goal scorer Jacob Wingfield as he was serving the first of a three-game suspension after receiving a match penalty for spearing during a dust-up in the third period of Game 6. Game 7 began well for Kerry Park as Bryce Burnett and Jack Strom scored their second and fifth goals of the postseason respectively to give the Isles a 2-0 lead after 1. A power play goal from Comox got the Glacier Kings close early in the second period, but only for a few minutes as Kenneth Boychuk scored his second of the playoffs a few minutes later to maintain Kerry Park's lead. It turned out to be the game winner. A lack of discipline had the Islanders on the penalty kill in the first quarter of the third period, but the Glacier Kings were able to take advantage of the extra man for the second time that game and bring the score to 3-2 Isles. With goalie Ryder Grega and the defense taking over, the Isles won the game 3-2. Ryder just keeps closing the door, Aker said. I'm so happy for our guys to battle through the ups and downs of this series. In hockey and life, you get knocked down, and this group hopped right back and decided they were going to fight together and throw everything they had into that Game 7. The battle for the Brent Patterson Memorial Trophy continues. Everyone contributing and pulling on the rope is what it takes to prevail in the playoffs, Akers said. Games 3 and 4 are set for Kerry Park Arena March 29 and March 30, with the puck dropping on both games at 7:30 p.m. Should it be necessary, Game 5 is scheduled for April 2 at 7:30 p.m. at George Parks Arena. Game 6 would take place on Friday, April 5 at the Cowichan Arena at 7:30 p.m. if needed, and Game 7 is slated for April 7 at George Parks Arena for a 6:30 p.m. start.